The city formed a committee this past 2 years looking at putting together an economic development plan for the downtown through People's Economic Development Group. And the plan lacks an implementation plan. It's not complete. And what we're going to do, as far as growth emissions is concerned, is help them facilitate the end of that, finish up the plan itself. From there, the plan will identify the organizational structure and the tasks at hand for implementation. The work that we have to date, obviously there's some good parts to it. And so we will take everything that's been completed, but obviously try to look at ways of identifying tactics and strategies to implement.
And you come into this because of the work that your organization does. Can you describe a little bit about what you do and how that relates to what you're doing here?
Sure. We're an economic development agency for the city of Belvidere in Boone County. We're a 501c6 nonprofit. We're really charged to look at primary employment, the jobs that you're exporting goods and services out of the area and bringing dollars and revenues and resources back into the area and the region. And we've always emphasized the need for the city to have some focus on community development and looking at how are we best positioning ourselves to capture the value of those dollars coming in from the primary jobs. We know that from the investment that Chrysler created, for instance, they went from 200 jobs to 6,000 probably total in their cluster, including their suppliers. We know not all of them live in Boone County or in Belvidere, but there is a significant portion there. And what are we doing as a community to try to capture that? The other is we know that there's existing companies that are within the region. A recent economic development strategy plan or diversification plan, they identified about 6,000 jobs that are going to be needed. The issue is if we don't have a means to attract talent to these existing companies, we'll have to look elsewhere for their work. So one of our strategies from a regional standpoint for economic development is to actually be attracting talent. And, you know, you're going to have to focus on your local community. I mean, it needs to have the assets that are attractive to people that want to live here. And obviously your downtowns are very critical to that.
Are there specific things for attracting the talent?
When you're in downtown, you want to enjoy it. There's, you know, also the sight, the smell, and the sound, and I mean, you got to feel the pleasure in it. So you have to have some continuity amongst the store owners and the property owners. There's to be a promotion effort that is self-promoting and also cross-promoting each other. If you work in the downtown, then you should be supporting the downtown restaurants in the downtown during your lunch hours. If you look at successful programs like Main Streets, this plan actually identifies areas of that. It doesn't call it Main Street, but it certainly tries to organize what's that area of thought, including economic restructuring, clustering businesses that support each other and that are successful. Also design, which includes historic designation, and promotion, which includes events and other organizations. And then organizational parts of that. Is there an organization overseeing this and coordinating those efforts? I'm not saying it's the save-all to getting the talent, but it's certainly part of the picture. And I think the residents and the citizens in the community have to be aware of that, too, and say, do as much as you can to buy local, shop local, and support your local businesses because they exist as long as they have customers. And, you know, we can keep a vibrant downtown, but we have to be part of it.